Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. That noise you hear in the background is Adeline fiddling with a microphone.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm Adeline Chung.
It is Friday, of course, meaning it is Spotify Friday. We've got some swag to give away this evening. And, of course, we've got a musician in the house.
That's right, Spotify Friday. So we'll be giving away Spotify goodie bag. I'll be asking you the question later on. So stay tuned to find out.
Now then, if you are a fan of vocalists, oh boy, have we got a show for you. This girl, you may know her as Aina Mentor, first and foremost. She's been on Academy Fantasia. She was Mentor Legend 2014 runner-up. She's won the World Championship of Performing Arts. She's the golden voice of MBPJ. She has just done so much stuff.
A lot. I mean, if you see her, she's petite. She's tiny.
She's
and
quiet.
Quiet, very shy. My God, her voice.
Incredible.
Yes.
If you have a chance right now, whilst we have a short break and some music to play, go to YouTube and check out Aina Abdul. Seriously, guys, this voice is like something else. Anyway, we're going to be getting a little bit in depth with her as well, because not only has she won a whole bunch of competitions, she's also a teacher as well. She's a mentor, she teaches choir in schools, and she does a whole bunch of other stuff. So she's sharing her knowledge with everybody else, which is great.
I think she's the next Yuna.
You know what? I don't think you're too far wrong with that, actually. She's got an incredible voice.
Yes, she does.
Right, time for a very short break, of course. We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio by Aina Abdul, also known as Aina Mentor.
Mentor.
How
Hi.
Are you? Hi. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, very soft-spoken.
Very soft-spoken, but don't let that trick you. You have some powerful pipes in there, don't you?
Thank you for saying that.
And I said it's just the next Yuna, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, first off, I've watched some of the videos of you on YouTube, and I've got to say, genuinely, you have an incredible voice, right? It's not just that it's powerful. It's got a unique sound to it. There's a lot of elements to it. There's soul to it. There's classic sounds to it. There's almost a bit of a Motown-y kind of vibe to it.
Wow.
And all kinds of stuff that really appeals to my liking, right? First and foremost, let's get it out of the way, right? I'm a fan, is what I'm saying. So let's talk about first, the mentor stuff that happened back in 2014, was it?
It was last year.
Last year, okay. So tell us a little bit about that, how you got involved with it.
It was a pretty normal audition process. I want to make that as my platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I chose, that was my first TV program.
Ever.
Audition.
Right.
To audition. And I chose Mentor because I really like Ella. And I think it was a cool TV shows. Mm. And I want to get involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the audition process like? You know, how nervous were you before you did all of that kind of stuff?
It lasted for a day.
A whole day.
What
did they have you doing?
24/7.
What did they have you doing for the whole day?
Apparently, it's a tough fight
for
her to choose.
Right.
Because the production gave her full authority to choose which one she likes. And everyone knows Ella's personality, and
yes,
she's very soft spoken, and she didn't want to let her fans down also, because most of the people that came to the audition is all her fans,
right?
Also,
mm-hmm. Right.
So it took time for her to choose.
Right.
So how many of you were chosen?
At the end, it was two.
Mm-hmm. Just two.
Just two.
What was it like meeting Ella then for the first time?
Starstruck, but I would be.
Yeah. She has this incredible presence.
Does she?
You just you just know it. Like, right. Once you enter the room,
yeah.
And there's
you
Ella.
You feel her presence.
Yeah, I can feel her presence.
When I interviewed Yuna a few years ago, mm-hmm. It was on a weekend, and normally we don't work weekends. And it was in this office, in fact. And the office at the time was being renovated, right? So the place was covered in dust. There was the smell of paint everywhere. Uh-huh. And my phone rang, and it was Yuna. She says, "I'm downstairs, you know, let's get the interview." And she walked in this office, and I kid you not, like you say, there are certain people that when they come in a room, there's something about them that you can't put your finger on, right? Mm. And that's what happened. It was like she glided through the door.
Wow.
I was like, and she came in and she sat down. And I'm like, wow, there is something about this girl. And the way in which she communicates is very easygoing, but it's all very thought through, you know? Is that what it felt like?
Yeah.
Yeah? You just kind of like dumbstruck for a little while, right?
Yeah, and Ella is just so adorable.
Right, of course.
She is who it... what we saw on TV, that's how she is.
Yeah, that's how she is.
Even better.
So she made you feel comfortable.
Yeah, like a family already.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Right. Okay, that's our little introduction done. So we're going to get back and talk about some of the meat and bones about Aina Abdul and what kind of makes you tick. We have a giveaway, though. It is Spotify Friday, meaning we have Spotify swag.
That's
what's
right.
In the bag?
So we have a three-month premium pass, a tote bag, as well as Spotify sunglasses. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Now tell us, in what year was Aina crowned champion of the World Championship Performing Arts for the Senior Vocalist category?
That's a mouthful.
I know. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us where you deserve to win as well. And any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Aina Abdul.
She's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. We're trying to get under the skin of what makes a singer tick. Something like that. We have a giveaway this evening. 0162019000. If you want some Spotify swag, here's a question for you.
Now, tell us, in what year was Aina crowned champion of the World Championship Performing Arts for the Senior Vocalist category? Now, send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us what is up to win.
Okay, Aina. So, when we look and listen back to the videos of you on YouTube and the stuff that you've been doing recently, it's contemporary pop, there's R&B elements to it, but that's not how you started, is it? You didn't start singing that kind of stuff originally.
Yeah, I started before the classical training. I just like a normal singer or a kid who dream big.
Right.
I will sing in a wedding and blah blah blah.
In the shower with the brush. I still do that now. Just
you
I don't.
Can't
need,
sing,
I just don't
yeah.
need the brush anymore, and I still can't sing. But
so I started with Malay traditional. Mm. I'm a traditional singer, and then I moved to classical because I want to learn more. That's how they told me this. I read online and they said we have to do this training.
Right.
So I had 5 years classical training, and then I stopped because I want to do more.
Right.
I will say that way.
Okay.
Wait, you mentioned earlier that you have 5 years worth of training.
Yeah.
Right. So that means you started singing when you were very young.
Yeah.
How old were they? How old were you?
My first stage was when I was nine.
Nine.
Wow.
Nine. And what was the first song that you sang? Not in the shower, right?
It was a Bollywood song.
Oh, was
it? A Bollywood song.
Interesting. Nice, nice, nice.
What was the song? I'm interested. I'm curious to know.
It's a Kajol movie.
Do you still remember it?
God. No.
No, you don't remember it.
It was very old.
It was very old. Okay,
very
okay.
old.
Okay, so that was your first song, and then you picked it up, and the next one would be like classical music and all. So
yeah.
What was the most memorable song that you've sang before?
Famous?
Mm-hmm.
My first English song is Titanic.
My Heart Will Go On.
I think it's everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not everybody's. Not everybody's. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So what I want to know, though, Aina, I mean, is you're obviously somebody who clearly has talent, right? But how much of that do you think is, and I don't want you to, I'm not trying to make you big-headed, right? But how much of that is raw talent and how much of that is through a training process, do you think? Because I know you're a teacher yourself. You know, you teach people how to sing. You know, you give them vocal lessons of mm-hmm. one thing or another. So you must be able to identify, you know, when somebody has a raw talent and perhaps when they don't. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and passion is, goes with it as well. That's very important.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me about these. I mean, you must get people who, in their head, they're like, I want to be as famous as Yuna. I want to be as famous as Ella. You know, they want all of these things. But you know in your heart, you're like, yeah, that's not going to happen because you just don't have these skills. You don't have the passion.
Yeah, they just want to be famous, right? And not having the passion and the kind of skills to actually be someone. Right.
Mm. Tell us about the actual hard work that goes into something like this.
To me, there's always luck with it.
Right.
Even how skillful you are and how passionate you are, there's always luck goes with it. But then hard work will pay.
Right.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
But then for me to simplify this is you can tell if that person is really passionate about what they're doing. I'm really passionate about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been doing this for like a long time.
Yeah.
So I think it's most about luck.
You think it's most about luck?
It's the time.
The time. Okay.
It's the right time.
Okay. And so for you, you think mentor was the right time?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe not.
Okay. Yeah. What do we... I know you have an English single coming out soon, right? And I want to play a snapshot of that towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of highlighting some of Goosebump material that you're producing, right? But when you kind of... The stuff that you grew up listening to, is that almost the same as the stuff that you're still listening to now?
No.
Right. So your influences have changed over the years.
Yeah, and always.
You start off singing Bollywood, now you're singing R&B, you know. I know you like indie music as well.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, and that for me is a kind of indicator of somebody who is passionate about what they do, because they're not limiting themselves into one field of music.
Yeah.
You know, there's classical music in there, there's Bollywood in there, there's R&B in there, there's all of these things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you laugh, but seriously, you know, when you're teaching these kids or whoever what they're singing, you know, do you say to them, you know, pick a genre, do something in that genre, you know, do something you wouldn't normally do and see how it works out like that?
For me, it's always like, what do you like?
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
I never picked a genre for it's kids or everyone.
Of course.
Yeah, it's kids.
So when you're practicing, how much rehearsal time do you have?
Back then when I'm in a classical training, I really do spend time for it. Like a musician practice their instruments.
You got to warm up.
Yeah, that's
sure
how
your fingers are stretched, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Every day.
But now you're still studying as well, right? So how do you find time to actually record?
She sings in the shower. Yeah.
There you go.
Training. How long do you spend in the shower then, huh?
More than you think.
No, okay. I mean... We've talked about the mentor stuff, and we've talked about the teaching stuff, you know. But what is it that you want, Aina? I mean, I know that you say you've got a platform, you've had a platform, and timing is relevant to what you do.
Mm.
What is it that you want to do?
It's as simple as it can be, singer-songwriter.
Right.
So, I like to write. I like to see when people move by... what I wrote, like to some of the people, like my family, my friends, my the surrounding, the people that with me when I get give my song and let them listen, the face, you know, the expressions. That's what I like.
Right.
So I want to see more of that people.
I mean, it must feel good, right? When you see somebody's jaw drop, you know, when they don't expect you to like. Hit certain notes, or you know, you take it up two, maybe three octaves out of nowhere. You know, it's like Adeline said when you first walked into the studio, you know, you're this quiet young little thing, and yet we saw the videos and we were like, holy stuff, you know, it's unexpected, right? And I think that's part of the appeal of who you are as well. I think, you know, so there's kind of something within mystery almost.
Yay.
So, right. We have an English single coming out sometime this year.
Yeah. What's it going to be called?
Reminiscing.
Reminiscing.
Go on. Is there a story behind it?
Of course.
Tell us about it.
Share it.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind sharing it.
Yeah, share a bit then.
It's about relationship. that goes like even like if you have a partner or if you have someone that always with you, not necessarily to be your partner, maybe your family, your friends, that means a lot to you. So in this context, this song is about how I use most of some of the time that I have to reminisce.
Right.
Like, even if that person is no longer in your life, there's always a little part in you that will take some time of your, a lot of times, to think and reflect.
Right.
So, you will never forget, for me, I will never forget this person, of how much this person means a lot to my life, like how much everything just gives so much impact. And I will use some of my time to remember it.
Do lyrics come to you easily?
When I write songs, yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to want to finish it
right.
And wrap up everything within that time.
Instead of breaking it up to different dates, right?
Because you found that zone, right?
Yeah, the everything in that time.
Right, and how is... I've asked many musicians this before, and... believe it or not, I am actually a musician, or used to be, and I
believe you.
There's that moment when you something takes over you, right? You become creative. I don't know what you'd call it. It is like a zone, right? You want to get things finished. You want to finish that song. You want to finish 4 or 8 bars. You want to make sure your lyrics are done. And yet, when you come out of that, it's almost like a letdown, a come down, almost, right? And it's very difficult to go back and feel that same way. Would you agree with that?
I agree. That's why musicians are depressed people.
That's true. Thank you for saying that. I've been saying that for years. People say, why are you so miserable? And I'm like, right, this is why. Now I can show them that. But no, I think that's true.
That's true.
And I think, you know, there is something in misery. I think it does provide something that, you know, we can't get from something else. And it's a horrible thing to have to say, but sometimes you've got to be miserable to create something beautiful, right?
True.
There we go. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Here's a question.
Now tell us, in what year was Aina crowned champion of the World Championship Performing Arts for the Senior Vocalist category? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what is up to win. Any questions for Aina tonight or Richard and myself, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We're in the studio with Aina Abdul. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
We're joined in the studio by...
Aina Abdul.
She's going to be with us all the way through until the end of the show, thankfully. We've not scared her off just yet.
Because Smarty Pants is not started yet.
Oh, yeah, we've got Smarty Pants coming up soon as well. That'll be a bit of fun. Won't it now? Now, Aina, one of the stories I want to talk to you about, and I'm sure you've seen it already, is the Mariah Carey thing that happened New Year's Eve, right? But before we get to that, there's a couple of questions that I kind of want to ask you related to that. In preparation for a live show, you know, what do you go through? What kind of prep do you do before you start performing?
For me, nervous.
Right.
Being nervous. And then all the... It's normal stuff, like...
sitting and centering yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always, like, shit breaks, you know. It's like that moment you want to go to the toilet.
Right. And it's always that moment I'm supposed to be singing right now.
But what would you do to, you know, prep yourself and calm yourself before being on stage? What would you do?
I like to drink coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But does it affect your voice when you drink coffee? Because something sweet.
I like it when I drink coffee, or because it will make me sound like I just woke up or something.
Ah, okay. Now we know.
Now it's a trick of the trade right there. Okay, well, let's move on to this Mariah Carey thing then. I mean,
okay.
So if you There's an article in the New Yorker right now, and it's called Mariah Carey and the Art of the Disaster, right?
What a title.
But if you saw what happened, right, we all know, you saw it, she was supposed to perform for New Year's Eve ceremony, of course, and she was supposed to sing live, and one thing after another, it was a terrible performance, right? And there's arguments saying that her earpiece fell out. There's arguments
saying... No, she pulled it out.
But there's arguments saying that there was nothing being fed into it. Yep. She couldn't hear her monitors. Her team are blaming the production team. The production team are saying, no, we had nothing to do with it. It's somebody else's fault. So, you know, what would you do in a situation like that? How do you cope with it? I mean, it's Mariah Carey we're talking about, right? This is not somebody who genuinely makes a lot of mistakes. Neither are the production company. These are people that do some of the biggest music festivals worldwide. Yeah. You know, they do amazing, amazing work. They are really hardworking guys. But we also know that Mariah can be quite a bit of a diva, right? Mm. So if you were, and here's my devious little brain thinking, if you were to punish somebody for being such a diva, when would be the perfect time to do it?
This.
New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve.
Right? It's a horrible situation to have to find
But yourself. How often does she perform, though? That's the thing, well, you know? So I think this would be an opportunity. Did she step on someone's toes?
That's the thing. What I'm thinking. I mean, I don't know. I mean, did you watch it, Aina?
Yeah, I did.
And what did you think to it? I mean, as a professional, you know, what was your opinion of the performance? And what do you think might have gone wrong?
I think it's no one's fault.
Right.
Yeah. Why would such production do that kind of thing?
Right.
Right.
It's unprofessional.
It will affect.
They would tarnish their name as well.
Yeah,
right?
It's their names as well that they're carried, and they, as you mentioned, they actually one of the produce. I mean, they're producers of this big shows.
Right. Yeah.
And why would
Billboard
they do
Music
that?
Awards, American Music Awards? You know, this could cost them a whole bunch of contracts.
Yes.
Right? Which okay, so if it's
nobody's fault,
then whose is it?
It's just a technical problem. Maybe the person who in charge. Just, you know, it's human. We do mistakes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I believe she was blamed that, you know, she didn't do her rehearsal. But she said that she couldn't hear anything. Nothing was feeding to her hit piece.
Right.
Right? And that's when she decided to take it off. But when she took it off, that's when people said that, you know, she decided to do it on purpose.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I think once you've got to that stage where you know nothing you can do is going to rescue it, what else can you do but just kind of
from a vocal to like the feathers not even doing right, and she's right. couldn't be any better.
But if you watched any more at any of the other bits of the performance, you know, the cues where she's supposed to be dancing one particular way, she wasn't there for
no,
that.
She wasn't.
You know, she had to be guided by her dancers. You know, the feathers were not quite right. And in my head, I'm watching it and I'm thinking, is Mariah okay?
So maybe she was just too nervous because she's in front of
Mariah Carey, nervous?
Hey, how often does she perform now?
Well,
think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's okay, right?
She may not be in front of a lot of people for a long time.
Yeah, could be that. Could
yeah,
be that.
That is why I think maybe it's just her being super nervous in front of like millions of people.
I'm not buying that. Tons of people are actually watching her.
No.
She's too famous. She's too well skilled in what she does.
Maybe she's just aging well.
Did you just diss Mariah like that?
No, I'm not dissing Mariah. I'm just saying that. We all age, okay?
Do we? I'm not.
No, you. Yeah, you.
I'm like a fine wine.
It's just one more year. You're like one entire cycle.
Here we go. Go on. You know, she's trying to call me old here. See where she's going. She's failing miserably.
No, anyway, back to Mariah.
Yeah, back to Mariah.
So, but what do you think?
I
said technical problem.
No, obviously there's a technical problem.
Yeah, it is.
I think Mariah's had issues, you know, for a while. And
her own issues?
Yeah, her own issues, you know, whether it be substance abuse or...
Yeah, but she wouldn't want to ruin her own concert, right?
But sometimes when you are that far gone, you don't realize what you're doing. You know, maybe she didn't mean to be
maybe she's lost it, right, at that moment.
Maybe. You know, maybe she's lost her voice because, there was a backing tape that... obviously was playing at the same time, right, Aina?
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, okay, so she came to KL recently, I think it was last year or year before.
And what happened?
Yeah, and well...
People complained, right?
People complained because of her voice.
Right.
And, well, people complained about her voice, people complained about... because it's that stadium, Melawati or Merdeka, either one, and they said the sound system wasn't good and everything. And it was pouring, apparently. It was raining. And they couldn't hear much about her voice.
Well, so, Aina... any final comments on Mariah Carey's performance on New Year's Eve?
I think I have second thoughts.
Go on then.
just to make it simple, every publicity is a good publicity.
Right. Mm. Yes. So she's in the newspapers, and she's going to continue to be in the newspapers and on every single website until people are sick and tired of talking about it, right?
Yeah. It'll be done after a week.
It will not.
It's good for her as well.
Of course it is. She's, I mean, you know, her team is saying, no, it's their fault. Their team is saying, no, it's their fault. This is going to go backwards and forwards for months. Months and months. You say it's open, finished next week? No, not at all. Right. Enough of that. We have to ask you some silly questions. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
No, you're not, are you? All right, you're just really excited about the whole thing. Right, so it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Okay, Ina, don't you... I can see you trying to look at my sheet. She was trying... Oh, look at that. Right, so...
What did you do, Ina?
So, Ina, the idea is we ask you 30 questions, or as many as we can in 3 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. It's multiple choice. If you don't know the question, just say skip and we move right along. Okay.
Okay?
Do not swear, if possible. Right. Your 3 minutes start now. Who directed the 1997 film Jackie Brown? Was it Quentin Tarantino or Martin Scorsese?
Second one.
Correct. What's up, Doc, is the catchphrase of which cartoon character? Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck?
First one.
It is Bugs Bunny. In Star Wars, which animals attach themselves to the Millennium Falcon? The Minox or the Reminox?
Okay, I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Go and have a guess.
The B.
No, it's the other one. Right.
There's no A, there's no B.
So here, okay. Here is another Star Wars question then, being as you're not a Star Wars fan. In what material is Han Solo frozen? Carbonite or pewter? The first one, right? Yes, that's what
one.
You said, yes. Which ancient city was conquered using a wooden horse? Troy or Ilios?
Troy.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in the dish falafel? Is it corn or chickpeas?
None.
Okay. What is a major constituent of nails and hair? Melanin or keratin?
This is hard. I don't know.
Have a guess. 50-50 chance.
A.
No, it's B. Which of the two are involved in the process of photosynthesis? Photosynthesis. Electrons or protons?
Electrons.
Correct. Logan International Airport serves which U.S. city, Boston or Oregon?
Boston.
Correct. How many months of the year have only 30 days, 4 or 6?
Four.
Correct. Which, you're doing so much better now. Which of these bones is located in the lower leg? Tibia or femur?
Tibia.
Correct. What was the title of the major hit for the Cadillacs? Fast 2 or Speedo?
Speedo.
Correct. Which artist is famous for his work with Campbell's soup tins? Andy Warhol or Salvador Dali?
First one.
Correct. Which pop star featured on Ludacris' 2007 hit Runaway Love? Mary J. Blige or Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
No, it's Mary J. Blige. In Indian cookery, what is gingli better known as? Sesame or turmeric?
Sesame.
Yes. Win Tan Dung became Prime Minister of which country in June 2006? Vietnam or Laos?
Vietnam.
Correct. What is the largest continent on Earth? Africa or Asia?
Asia.
Which band released a 2007 album called Minutes to Midnight? Green Day or Linkin Park?
Green Day.
No, it's the other one. The Nez Yavale geothermal power station. Oh, God, I love my intern. He writes some great questions. Is in which country? Iceland or Holland?
Iceland.
Well done. Who is the Greek goddess of the rainbow? Iris or Ares?
Ares.
It is. Yeah. A cartomaniac is a collector of what? Shopping carts or maps?
Maps.
Correct. How old must you be to be eligible for the Champions Tour event? 30 or 50?
50.
It is, yeah. I'll ask you one more question. Which ology is the search or study of animals whose existence has not been proven, like the Yeti or the Loch Ness Monster? Is it cryptozoology or critterology?
Zoology.
It is indeed, right. There. We are out of time. We'll be right back with Ina to find out how well she did on Smarty Pants. Just after these messages, BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Ina Abdul.
See, we've not scared you off yet, have we?
She's still here.
You're still here?
Yeah.
She did pretty well.
Do you enjoy Smarty Pants or not?
No.
No.
Why not?
Why?
You did pretty well.
I really like that segment. You know, I think it's nice and fun. No? Okay. All right. So what we'll do, we'll go through some of the questions that Aina got wrong. Quick reminder, though, 016-201-9000. We have a few minutes left. Will you stop it with that bell? A few minutes left before we tell you the answer.
And the question is...
Go on.
In what year was Aina crowned champion of the World Championship Performing Arts for the Senior Vocalist category? Now, and I want to say the answer, actually.
Don't say the answer yet. Not yet.
Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us who I deserve to win. Only a few more minutes, so be
TikTok.
Quick.
TikTok. Go on, then.
Now, the question for Smarty Pants. Now, the first one. In Star Wars, what animals attach themselves to the Millennium Falcon? It's Minox. What is the main ingredient in the dish falafel? It's chickpeas. What is a major constituent of nails and hair? It's keratin. Which pop star featured on Ludacris' 2007 hit Runaway Love? It's Mary J. Blige. And which band released a 2007 album entitled Minutes to Midnight? It's Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aina Abdul scored 18 points.
Yay! Congratulations.
Woo!
Well done, Teach. You did all right there.
Now, 18 out of 23. Pretty good.
Pretty good. It's almost time for us to wrap up. Aina, you know, if people really want to be singers, you know, they really want to perform, what's one piece of advice you'd give them?
Be honest.
Be honest. That's a good answer. Right, I can't be a singer then. That's,
you're not honest enough.
I'm honest. I'm honest in the fact that I know I'm no good. I'm being honest with myself. Thank you, Aina. Seriously, good luck with everything. And we're really looking forward to being able to play your single when it comes out. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we're going to play a little clip from your demo, all right?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Can.
Good. Now, we better give away the answer to the giveaway, hadn't we?
Yeah, the question was, in what year was Aina crowned champion of the World Championship Performing Arts for the Senior Vocalist category? And the answer is...
2014.
There we go. We knew more than you. Right. So what we're going to do, Aina, we want to link some of the stuff from your YouTube stuff on our Facebook page, right?
Okay.
So we'll post stuff and... Okay, is that all right with you? Manager's here nodding her head as well, so that's all good. Right, so we're going to move on. We answered your questions. We've got some silly facts that we want to wrap up with. Adeline, do you want to go first or second?
I'm fine. You choose.
Okay, I'll go first then. Right, so 83% of participants in a recent study reported feeling let down by their New Year's Eve plans because they had less fun than they expected.
Oh.
How is that a new thing, right?
It's an old thing. It's right? Not a new thing.
But however, this year, I did genuinely feel as though I could have stayed home and it would have been perfectly fine.
Weren't you home?
Yes.
Weren't you home?
And it was perfectly fine. I did go out for a little bit.
Right.
A little bit. Anyway.
So, did you know, well, do you guys love, I mean, not, well, Richard, do you like drinking champagne?
I can be quite partial to okay. the odd glass.
But did you know that the bubbles in champagne are, they're yeast farts? Essentially,
they're what?
Yeast farts.
Yeast farts.
Yep.
You have such an eloquent way of putting it. You've turned something that is the most beautiful of alcoholic beverages, and you called it yeast farts.
It's a fact.
Wow. We won't be sponsored by any champagne companies anytime soon, will we? Ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's a fact. Which that means yes. we're sponsors.
Yeah, okay. Aina, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Adeline, I'll see you tomorrow, right? No, Monday. I'll see you Monday.
Yep.
All right. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chu.
This has been...
Aina Abdul.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.